couldn't believe Tanya was gone. I kept thinking of things I had to tell her, and then remembering. I couldn't settle to anything at all.
I know you're missing her, said Mum, but you'll make some other friends soon. Why don't you get in touch with that nice boy who rang you up after the accident, Arthur?
No, I'd feel stupid. I don't want to. I don't want to do anything, I insisted. Finally, Mum scoured the local newspaper for holiday activities and signed me up for a story writing session at the library. When I got there, there was only one other person my age, Arthur. He was sitting with two other boys. I sat at a little table by myself.
What are you writing today, Arthur?
The library lady asked, smiling expectantly.
It's called The Knight Who Wouldn't Fight, Arthur mumbled.
What a dumb wimpy title, said one of the boys.
By a dumb wimpy boy, said another.
Now then, you two, stop being silly, said the library lady. Don't take any notice of them, Arthur.
Arthur said nothing. I got up and walked over to his table.
Can I see what you've written, Arthur? I asked.
Arthur went bright red, but he pushed his book towards me.
Here, he said.
He sounded gruff, but I knew it was okay.
I decided to go to the story writing sessions all week. Arthur and I sat together every day. I knew that Arthur was pleased I'd turned up at the library out of the blue. He hadn't said much because he was shy, like me. Arthur's mum said I was welcome to go round to their house in the mornings when the writing sessions stopped.
That would be good, eh, Mandy? Said Arthur, going pink again.
Yeah, right, I said.
It wouldn't be as good as being with Tanya, but Arthur was okay. He was a friend. Even though I had Arthur now, I still missed Tanya so much. And school was starting on Monday, and I'd begun to have nightmares about Kim, Melanie and Sarah. I kept telling myself it was a new school year, a new class, a new start. But I still felt sick and sweaty when I walked into the classroom. Kim, Melanie and Sarah were already there. Kim whispered something and they all burst out laughing, looking at me. It was starting again. I stood still, not knowing where to sit. All the girls had friends already. I was stuck without anyone. But Arthur was sitting right at the front. He tapped the desk next to him.
Hey, Mandy, come and sit here, he said.
I stared at him.
I can't sit next to you, Arthur, I hissed. You're a boy.
So what? Said Arthur.
I thought about it.
So what indeed? I sat next to Arthur.
Kim giggled and sneered. Some of the boys wolf whistled and made stupid remarks.
Nutters, said Arthur.
Nutters, I agreed.
They're the nutty ones, said Kim. They're just sticking together because they haven't got any other friends.
But her words were just like little pinpricks. Not great big daggers. I knew it wasn't true. I did have friends. I had Tanya, the best friend in the world, and I had Arthur. We had a new teacher, Miss Mosley, and also a brand new subject in Year 6. It was called Circle Time. Circle Time is going to be our special time, when we sit round together as a class and discuss various issues. Today I thought we'd talk about bullying, said Miss Mosley. There was a sudden silence. Everyone looked at Kim. She went bright pink. People were looking at Melanie and Sarah too, and me. I started to feel sick. But Miss Mosley smiled at me, smiled at everyone, calm and composed. She took out a newspaper
and read to us about a boy who had been beaten up by three boys at his school. She showed us a photo of his poor, bruised face. Then she read to us about a girl who kept getting punched and kicked until she was so scared of going to school that she hanged herself. Miss Mosley asked us to think how the boy and girl must have felt. It started to get really sad and scary.
So, what do you think we should do about bullies like this? Asked Miss Mosley. They should get beaten up too. They should get locked up. No one should ever talk to them ever again.
People's suggestions got fiercer and fiercer.
So let's try and work out why people bully. Then maybe we can stop it before it gets too much of a habit. Do you think bullies are happy people? Miss Mosley asked. They're happy when they hurt.
Yes, I suppose so.
But think about when you're very, very happy. On your birthday, say. Do you want to hurt anyone when you feel like that?
We shook our heads.
No, you just want to be nice to people. But suppose you've had a really bad day and got into trouble at school and your mum and dad are cross with you. Do you want to be nice to people now? Or do you feel like being nasty?
Nasty? We said.
Of course. So, if your little sister comes and starts showing off, you maybe give her a little push or tell her she's stupid, right?
Most people nodded, laughing.
Well, that's what bullying can be like. Bullying isn't always terribly dramatic and dreadful, with people seriously hurt or even dying. We're all very thankful nothing like that happens in our school. But I'm sure we can all think of times when a group of us have picked on another one.
Some of the others were whispering and nudging each other. I heard the word Kim several times, and Mandy.
We won't mention any names, said Miss Mosley. Remember, this is a general discussion, but if someone is being bullied, you should always tell. Tell your mum and dad. Tell your teacher. Tell another teacher if things still don't get sorted out. The person who is getting bullied needs help. And the person doing the bullying needs help too. Because they're sad, sick, silly people. We should feel sorry for them, even though they hurt and do a lot of harm. Even name-calling and silly teasing can be horribly upsetting. Pulling silly faces and going chitter-chatter like a lot of monkeys at the zoo. Bullies are like baboons, those big monkeys with weird faces and bright red bottoms. Everyone burst out laughing. Now, no one here in my class wants to act like a bully baboon with a bright red bottom, do they?
Everyone shook their heads, even Melanie and Sarah. Kim's head was bent. She kept right out of my way after that. She didn't even wait to get me after school again. She'd have been by herself anyway. Melanie and Sarah didn't want to be a friend anymore. They went round just the two of them instead.
Melanie asked if I wanted to make friends again. I said okay, but I couldn't be her best friend. I had Arthur now anyway.
And I'd heard from Tanya at last. Just one postcard, telling me she'd got a new foster mum. She hadn't put an address, but she'd written, "See ya, best friend." I had to keep hoping that I really would see her again someday. We were still best ever friends. We had to meet up again. Somewhere.
So what if I don't?